You can't believe I just did what? Lady Cersei's wealth and land give her no higher status as a citizen of Elysian than the other people who call our kingdom home. What of the farmers, the merchants? What of the mothers raising their children here? Oh, yes, I can overrule her. I'm the future queen. Our kingdom's resources and people are my sole responsibility. What did you just call me, Captain? A petulant child? Get out of here! You're not allowed in my chambers right now! Making decisions that benefit the safety and the longevity of our country isn't stupid. I'm making these decisions for the betterment of our realm. Leave it once, Captain. Please, just let me be here in peace. I'm so exhausted. I do think what will come of my actions. That's all I think of. I am constantly at war with myself in my own head, wondering how my actions and decisions will affect my people. Lady Cersei was in the wrong here. She is the one who gathered her supporters and gained into Elysian without consent from the crown. Well, I couldn't bear to hear her continue on with her rant. She is a usurper and has no respect for her future queen. She doesn't deserve my delicacy intact. Handle her with she doesn't deserve my grace. It would have ended the exact same way, Captain, whether I let her prattle on about her family's legacy and importance in our kingdom or if I cut her off, which I did. Please, just go, Captain. Just leave me be. It's nothing. Yes, I'm crying, all right. You don't always have to protect me, Captain. Nothing's wrong. I'm not ill or anything. I just... All right. Are you disappointed in me? Of course I give a damn about what you think. Just forget it, Captain. I apologize for putting this on your conscience. It's just, there's so many meetings, so many formalities, so many protocols that must be followed. And I wonder if the outcome of all these tedious processes even ends up helping our people in the end. The stress is, there's just all so much to handle. Petty squabbles over scraps of land owned by one noble woman. As compared to the struggles of the rest of the people in our kingdom? How is it fair for me to devote my time and our people's resources to her, or others like her? It's so draining. I want to be the kind of ruler that the people rely on, not just dedicated to keeping the nobility content. It's just useless filibustering. I know Father would say similar things when speaking to Mother. He loved the people. His job was to serve the citizens above all else. I can only hope I live up to his legacy and serve my people humbly as he did. Really? You think the people adore me? Well, fire and spirit do make me bratty sometimes, I admit, but I hope that attitude will also make me a good ruler. You're being too kind to me. It makes me suspicious of your true intentions, Captain. Ugh, I knew you would always be a scoundrel. Oh, you're so close to me right now, Captain. No, I don't mind at all. I remember the last time we were alone. In that closet several months ago. But you started. Well, I remember you said it wasn't over. Was that a promise? Yes, Captain. Oh, so you want to try to take some of the stress away from me? How, pray tell, do you intend to accomplish that? Hmm. Oh, yes. Please take my crown off. Yes. Yes, Captain. I'll be whatever you want me to be. A princess. Peasant. A woman. As long as I can be yours. Every time I cross my legs on the throne, I remember feeling you between them. No one knows how the captain of the royal guard has defiled their princess. How he alone has felt that wet heat between our thighs. Oh, Captain, keep that up and the entire kingdom will hear me moaning your name. Strip my gown, right now I'm just a woman. I'm not the princess, I'm not royalty, I'm just yours. Take my hair clip out. Yes, you're right. I suppose I am feeling flushed. We aren't exactly in the darkened closet now, are we? Stop gazing at me like that. Like I'm something for you to devour. Hold me, Captain. I can feel how hard you are for me. I know I'm supposed to be prim, delicate princess. But you bring out the vixen in me, Captain. You make me feel like a lady of the night. You're going to teach me manners? I have plenty of manners, I'll have you know. The bed. Oh gods. Captain, the way you remove your sword belt, I think I see something I like underneath. My wrists, what are you? Keep them above my head. Really, Captain, pity me my own bed. You only make the need within me grow stronger. Captain, I need you. I need to feel you. Let me... Well, if you want me to stop squirming, you'll have to do better than that. No, please, I'll behave, I promise. I want you. I understand. Yes, sir. Will you kiss me again? Captain. Yes. Oh, the way you kiss my neck. Your teeth moving along to my earlobe. Feels exquisite. And your hand. Your hand so lightly grazing my breast and down my thigh. Revenge? Whatever for. You think I'll beg for you, Captain? My nipples are so hard already, and now you're sucking on them. That mouth. I was wrong. Captain, please. Your hands are so rough. So rough, grazing over the soft curves of my body. Tell you what I want. I want your body on mine, Captain. What else? I want your mouth. I want your mouth on my pussy, please. Yes, take my undergarments off. I'm nothing more than a woman right now. A woman lusting after you, writhing underneath your strong body, Captain. Oof. Yes, darling. All right. I'll ask you politely. Sir, will you use your mouth to please my needy cunt? Please? Please, Captain. Thank you. How wide shall I spread my legs for you, Captain? Yes, please. Please mark my thighs with your mouth. Oh, your teeth. Yes. Oh, my goodness, so wet. So swollen for you. I need to touch you, Captain, please. Oh, I know you've been wanting me for so long. Yes, Captain, I'm so ready. I can't help but buck my hips against your hungry mouth. Oh, your tongue across my clit feels so good. May I put my hands in your hair? Let me guide your head as you lick me. Thank you, Captain. Oh. You make me this way. Oh, you make me lose control. I'm so slick. I'm trying to be quiet. Yes, put your fingers inside me, Captain. Yes. My body wants you. Anything you'll give me. Oh, I'm throbbing around your fingers, yes. Oh, it feels so amazing to have you sucking on my clit. With your fingers caressing the inside of my pussy. No. Please, sir. Another finger. Yes. Slowly, Captain. That's it. Keep fingering me. I feel so full. You're bringing me to the brink, darling. Your mouth and fingers are too much. Yes, Captain. Faster, yes. Oh, I love being fucked with your fingers in your mouth. Oh, yes, that spot inside me. Oh, you're stretching me more and more each time you touch me there. This is what I wanted, Captain, what I needed. To forget everything. And just be a woman. Claim me. Make me come. Make me helpless in your arms. I can't help but squeeze around your fingers. They're so full in my hot slick cup. Yes. Yes, I'm gonna come. I'm such a naughty girl. A naughty girl for you, Captain. I can't find it. I can't find it. I'm coming. I'm coming for you, Captain. Fuck. I'm coming. Yes, Captain, yes. Oh, you're still. You're still hard, though, Captain. No, I want to. Are you sure? I want you to feel pleasure, too. All right. I can be patient if you insist. I think I like these lessons you're teaching me. I hope there are many more to follow. Will you stay with me tonight, Captain? Sleep next to me in my own bed. I don't care. care if my handmaidens discover you in my bed in the morning. Of course I want you with me. I always want you to stay with me, my darling. I know you've sworn to serve me, but you touched me deeper than any man ever could. You're mine, my captain. The knight of my heart.